you the King of the Jews? This famous question of Pontius Pilate is one that perhaps the church poses to us today. Is Jesus King? And if so, what does it mean to say that Jesus is King? Some of you might have had the chance this summer to see a movie that came out in June called For Greater Glory. It's the story of a tragic time in the history of the country of Mexico, when in the 1920s and 30s, what broke out has come to be known as the Cristero War, the war of those who fight for Christ. Their battle cry, as they fought for the rights of the church, was famously, Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King. I think they give us one beautiful example of what it means to say that Jesus is King. At the time of the Cristero War, a great persecution had broken out against the church in Mexico. It began many years earlier, even in 1917, when Mexico created a new constitution. By that time, many Masons, in their anti-Catholicism, had infiltrated the Mexican government, and most of the heads of the Mexican government were Masons, and therefore very much against the Catholic Church. The whole movement of the Enlightenment had swept from France and through Europe into now Mexico, and the church found herself under great attack, such that in the Constitution in 1917, it was basically made almost illegal to be Catholic in Mexico. Now, these laws went relatively unenforced until a new president came to power in the 1920s by the name of Plutarco Elias Calles, and he began to enforce the provisions of the Constitution, and these changes that he additionally made became known as the Calles Laws. Amongst other things, all the churches were confiscated. They were turned over to control of government committees, often turned into public schools or used for other purposes. The sacred vessels were taken out of the churches and used in mock celebrations. It was forbidden for a priest or any religious to dress publicly as a priest or religious. A fine of 500 pesos would be imposed, and more than likely the person would be arrested and brought before a firing squad. Calles had all of the foreign-born priests exiled from the country. All of those who remained were under constant fear of being found out. It became illegal to celebrate Mass. The church, of course, was not going to obey these unjust laws. And so, of course, Mass was still celebrated, but clandestinely, in houses of the faithful who courageously offered their home for the celebration of Mass, and even to hide priests. Because every day, Calles was rounding up priests and shooting them by the hundreds just for being Catholic. He saw the Catholic Church as a great stain on Mexico. And sadly, even in the United States, as word of what was going on in Mexico got here, one of the advisors to Woodrow Wilson actually remarked, "Good news, they're rounding up priests and shooting them in Mexico. After prostitution, there is no greater blight on the country of Mexico than the Catholic Church." And he hoped it would be quickly wiped out. In the midst of this, of course, the church was not wiped out. We became stronger, and the cry, Viva Cristo Rey, went up amongst the people. Long live Christ the King. Because you see, in the end, it doesn't matter who's in charge of the government, who is president, who our elected officials are. In the end, Jesus is always King. No one can take his place. He will be victorious. In the midst of the hiding in the clandestine church, although greatly persecuted, the true faith of the people began to shine. And as I said, many joined the Cristero movement and took up arms militarily to fight against the government and this war that was being waged on the church. One of the most famous priests involved in this struggle is one that has come to be beatified in the church. His name is Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro, P-R-O, if you want to research more about him. He was from Mexico, a native, and went over to Europe to study for the priesthood, was ordained in Belgium, and at the time of the fighting in 1926, he returned to Mexico, knowing that probably it would mean great persecution, at least, and likely his death. But he returned because he knew the people needed the sacraments. They needed Jesus, their king. Father Miguel Pro was a wonderful, happy priest. He had a great disposition and a great sense of humor, it's said, as he would sneak around to the various houses to celebrate Mass. He was famous for his disguises. Of course, it was illegal to dress as a priest, and he would disguise himself as a miner or a street worker or even a policeman to throw the police off the trail, because he was becoming very famous because he kept slipping through their midst. They would know, someone would inform against that there's a Mass being said over in this house. Father Pro is there. And they would come, and on one occasion they famously surrounded the house, but Father Pro sneaked out. He actually went to another house, put on his police uniform disguise, and came back to the other house saying, "Hey, why haven't you found that priest yet? I'm going to turn you in if you guys don't get busy. You need to find that priest." And went away smoking a cigar. On another occasion, he was being chased by a bunch of the federales who were on his trail, and he was in a taxi cab ahead of them trying to get away. And as they turned the corner, Father Pro said to the driver, "I want you to slow down so I can get out," and then continue to speed away. And as Father Pro got out of the cab, he found a young lady who was walking down the sidewalk, and his disguise as a Mexican gentleman, he just quickly ran up, grabbed her arm, and began to escort her down the street as if they were a happy married couple. And as the federales went by, they saw, well, clearly that's not the priest we're looking for, and they sped off to eventually apprehend an empty taxi cab. Father Pro seemed to always be able to slip through the lines. Think about the great commitment and courage it took to be a priest, to be a faithful Catholic at that time, celebrating Mass in secret for fear of death. Well, eventually, Blessed Miguel Pro was apprehended by the authorities. He was put in prison, and they came up with some charges against him and his brother Umberto for some unrelated plot against one of the generals. He was sentenced to death before a firing squad, and as he walked up into the yard, found that Calles had decided that since he had caught this famous priest, this hero in Mexico, what he would do is he invited all the media. He got all the papers there and photographs at that time. He wanted to make this execution very public because he thought, first of all, that Father Pro, faced with the threat of execution, would probably deny the faith and just do anything to save his life. So he wanted to embarrass the church, at least by showing the execution of a priest, and hopefully to demoralize the rest of the faithful. Well, quite the opposite happened, because Father Pro walked out fully knowing that he was to die, and when he was asked for his last wish, he said, "I'd like to pray." And he took from his pocket a crucifix and a rosary, and he knelt down and he prayed. And then famously, as he stood up, with all the cameras taking their pictures, he held out his arms in the form of a cross as Jesus crucified, with his crucifix in one hand and his rosary in the other. Refusing a blindfold, he looked forward at the firing squad and said, "Viva Cristo Rey! Viva Cristo Rey!" And the bullets rang out. Father Pro was no longer in this world, but a victorious hero with Christ our King, Cristo Rey, in heaven. Calles, of course, had all this documented, but quite to his surprise, this did not serve to demoralize the faithful, but all the more encourage them. In fact, these pictures of Miguel Pro with his arms in the shape of a cross were distributed widely throughout the Cristeros, and they would carry his picture into battle. Viva Cristo Rey! Viva Miguel Pro! They knew what it meant to say that Christ is King. Father Perot knew what that meant. It meant that Jesus and the Eucharist and Holy Mass and the church were worth more than anything the government could throw at them. Today, we can see in our country perhaps some of the similar things that began to happen in Mexico. It's frightening to think that this happened all just in the 20s and 30s, and it happened so fast. We like to think of Mexico as such a Catholic place, and yet the Catholic Church was rounded up and killed by the thousands just in the lifetime of probably our great-grandparents. Today, we come to our church and no one is trying to kill us. We can publicly come and post the times of our Mass. We are able to worship in peace. But I wonder if we have not become perhaps complacent. We gather today that say Jesus is King, but is he really? Is Jesus King? One of the Cristeros famously remarked that we are not going to win this war. We will lose this earthly battle. But in the end, Mexico needs all this blood to cleanse her and purify her and the church. The end result of the Cristero War was that the church was renewed in Mexico. Think about how committed to your faith you would have to be. I wonder today in our country, with the religious freedom that we do enjoy, perhaps we take for granted how important Holy Mass is. If our life were on the line to come to Mass today, would we come? How much do we truly value the Eucharist? Would we give our lives to receive the Eucharist one more time, as so many did in Mexico? I think the Church rightfully puts to us the question then today, are you a king? Is Jesus truly King? Not in our government, but in our hearts and in our families. Perhaps the best thing we can do to fight our own war, and it is a fight, is to boldly declare that Jesus is our King, to put him back in first place in our families, in our communities, in our country. I pray today that on this great solemnity of Jesus, King of the universe, that we would recognize not Jesus just as a king, but the King, the King of kings, and that the church in America and throughout the world would be renewed by putting Jesus in his proper place. What does it mean to say Jesus is King? We have to look at our families, our hearts. Is Jesus King? I pray that today, throughout the church and in our families, the great cry of the Cristeros would go up once again in our hearts, as we boldly proclaim, Viva Cristo Rey!